As the weather gets warmer, Utah's rivers and streams are experiencing dangerous river currents. Spring conditions create additional hazards, such as debris in the river and extremely cold water. Gregory Davis, the assistant director of outdoor programs at Utah State University, stresses that staying away is the best way to prevent tragedy.
To respect it and keep your distance. Stay at least 10 feet or more away from the shore. If the bank is steeper, stay even farther away. Just keep your distance. Prevention is always the best medicine.
Falling into one of Utah's cold rivers is extremely hazardous. When someone falls into a cold river or stream, studies show they have 1 minute of initial shock in which they lose control of their breathing. Afterwards, there are about 10 minutes before they lose fine motor skills and 1 hour before loss of consciousness due to hypothermia. If someone you're with falls into a dangerous stream, Davis said it's best to avoid creating a second victim. You can shout and yell for your friend so that they know where to swim, or extend a branch for assistance, but you should not go in the water. If necessary, call for emergency services. What if you end up in the water?
The first thing is to try and be calm. You gotta control your breathing. You don't want to inhale any water, so when you can see the blue sky, take a breath. Once that's good to go, now you want to think about how you can get out. Keep your feet high. You don't want to try and stand up in moving water. That can be really dangerous and you can get your foot entrapped. So keep your feet up, look around, look for somewhere to go towards shore, and then swim aggressively towards that bank and fight. Like, your life depends on it, so give it everything that you got to get out of this situation.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.